forecast. We're going to have some cool weather to close out this week, but there are signs it'll warm up again next week. We could have some temperatures up near 70 at least once or twice. For today, mostly cloudy, a shower in spots this morning, high 69, partly cloudy tonight, low 52 inland, 60 lakeside, a shower in spots during the night. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy, a shower or two in the morning, little rain in the afternoon, high 68. Thursday, mostly sunny, cooler, high 54, down to the 30s in outlying areas Thursday night. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
30s. Right now in Kenosha, 60 degrees, Burlington 57, Milwaukee 62, and it's 61 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Greetings from your biggest California fan.
Ah, still here or back home?
Still here.
Okay.
Had dinner with my dad, my West Coast producer and Tom's biggest fan from California, last night in Highland Park with my mom, my brother Jimmy, my sister-in-law Elaine, Jimmy's assistant Matt, my niece Drew.
Your handler.
My handler.
PR person.
Exactly.
Jeez.
And then, so we watched the first part of the Cubs game.
Uh-huh.
Had great dinner. Jimmy barbecued some skirt steaks that were to die for. And we sit down, have a nice cold one, mm-hmm. and Jake Arrieta comes up, the Cubs pitcher.
I saw that.
And jacks a 3-run home run against the ace of the San Francisco Giants, Madison Bumgarner. And it just looked like this is the game.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And so then I left about in the third inning, got home, and thought, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. The Cubs win. This is going to be great. And then the Giants came and took the lead in the bottom of the eighth. Cubs tied it up in the top of the ninth with a 2-run Chris Bryant home run, and I never went to bed. Till I was thinking of you when I was trying to go to sleep about 2. I was like, Tom could have woken up and seen the end of this game.
I did.
Yeah.
I was here.
Yeah. So not only am I
1:43 a.m.
Yeah. So not only am I hurting from that.
Oh, poor baby.
But yesterday when we were about to have former Governor Tommy Thompson on for a community conversation, we had some technical problems. I was running around here like a chicken with my head cut off, and I slammed the big, thick. How would you describe this door in the studio, Tom? I mean, that thing's got to be at least 6 inches thick.
Big and thick.
Yeah. And
it's the old kind of studio doors that you found in radio stations.
And I smashed my right index finger. Can you see this, how bruised it is? It is swollen. And then you were nice enough to bring the New Center's ice pack into the studio here.
Well, but my ice packs.
That was your ice pack?
Yes.
Well.
For the various maladies I've had.
I am a hurting friendly neighborhood radio talk show host this morning.
Did you continue treatments after you got back to the...
The answer's yes, with some vodka.
Oh, jeez.
And I feel great this morning.
That's the only reason you're awake.
After we get the sports update from Fox Sports and the report from the Titletown folks, from Bill Scott, we're going to have Corey Provis on. He was actually scheduled for today, but I mistakenly thought he was supposed to be here yesterday. This is good because he will be able to talk me off the ledge after last night's collapse.
Okay.
I promise you.
All right.
Thank you.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Deb Carson.